Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Did you get the Christmas tree, buddy?
It's funny you should ask that.
Buddy. So who's the guy that said, oh, no problemo, go right down in town, there's a spot open. So I called in before my SNY show yesterday at 5:30. I'm like, yeah, I need to get a Christmas tree. What time are you guys open till? Oh, sorry, we close at 6. Close at 6? It's Christmas season! My show starts at 6. I don't even get home till 8 o'clock. Close at 6.
That and sounds like a no, by the way, so you don't have it yet.
I do.
Oh, you got one! Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Mitchell in Fort Lee just dropped it off at my house.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He offered yesterday. Didn't. He heard us talking about it. He said, Sal, I'll get you the tree if you
no
want.
No way.
Lou is in South Florida. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. How's it going? New listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
I love you guys. You guys are absolutely great.
Thank you, Lou.
My wife
that.
Is cracking up at Sal's ineptitudes as a husband during the holidays.
The man of the hour that helped me out as you made fun of me yesterday, as I have not had the time to find a Christmas tree. Mitchell in Fort Lee went this morning, picked one up, dropped it off. How we doing, Mitch? We're all good with the tree? It's all safe and sound?
Well, great, child. You'll get it home at 8 o'clock and you start decorating the tree. Hi, BT. How are you, my friend?
What's up, Mitch?
Did you put it up in the stand or what?
Well, yes, no, I didn't put it on the stand, Sal, but I didn't get the keys for that. No one was home, so I couldn't help you on that. You'll have to do that on your own.
I actually forgot to ask Mitch, BT. I needed an outlet, an outdoor extension cord, so I could plug in these trees that my wife bought for the stoop.
I've made that mistake, too. They've got to be the outdoor ones if you need it for outdoors.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be an issue. I got you.
I don't want to mess around. Actually, on my way home tonight, because Home Depot is open at a decent hour, I could stop
They'll
and get that.
They'll accommodate you.
Although I would have sent Mitch, you know, you get to stop by anyway.
Oh, come on,
you might as well pick that up. My wife's birthday's coming up. I got to get a card. Mitch, can we get
that? You sent this guy to the pharmacist to pick up medicine for the family, God forbid, when they're sick next time? Oh, my God,
that's
Mitch.
That's a bad idea.
Draw the line, Mitch.
All those places now deliver, which is crazy.
Everything delivers, which is why I said you should have delivered a tree.
I know. Well, I did look into it, but it says like it takes 5-6 days.
Really?
Yeah, and then at least the initial like look, I was like, God, does Home Depot deliver this tree? And then I'm thinking like, I want to go see the tree for myself. Even Mitch was like, oh, you know, this place didn't have the tree. I go, bro, you got to send me a picture.
No, don't tell me you had him snap it away
yeah,
and send it to you
yeah,
so look, you can say, oh, no
like,
way.
Look at the guy's face.
Let me see how many pictures did he send? How many different
like,
ones?
He told me two trees. The first one, I was like, nah, it's, come on.
A little skimpy?
Let's see. Look at the guy's face in the picture.
It looks like Eli Manning, doesn't it?
That's what Hoff and what's his name? And Mitch said.
Yeah, I don't know about this one. That's pretty weak. Which way are we going? Are we going the other way?
That's it. That's it.
That's the only one?
Yeah. That's the one. This is the keeper.
Oh, that's the keeper. I thought that was the skimpy one.
No, this is the keeper. The first one, that's fine for me. Yeah, well, you like
A little uneven, a little sparse in certain spots.
Yeah,
at this point, you got one.
Beggars I'm not going to start there. So here was the real moment of truth. I saw it. I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily picked that out, but it seems serviceable. Go ahead, go with it. And then I said to my wife, she liked it. So that's
there you go. Did you Photoshop it before you sent it to her?
Yeah.
Fill in the sparse
just spots. Make sure I'm just worried about it being the right size. He's like, 8-foot tree. I go, no, I told you 8-foot ceiling. That means 7-foot tree max, I think.
At that point, I have to say, no, Sal. If it's, you said 8-foot ceiling?
I think so, yeah.
All right. I think so.
In that particular
says it
room.
All. But yeah, I got you. 8 feet. Oh, God. So let's say the star is about a foot.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be a 6-foot tree. And then the stand will present it as 7 feet. And then the extra foot that you'll have, I don't know how you don't know any of this stuff.
About that tonight.
How do you not know this stuff? Your dad was a blue collar? I just don't get this about
you. Well, you know why? Because he would always be like, get out of my way. I'm going to do it. And not that I really cared to learn, but he would always do it. Although I have done this prior to this move to Jersey. I used to do this myself all the time.
You did, okay.
Even in the apartments, I like getting the tree. I enjoyed going out, getting it, put it on, like you said.
100%.
Give the guy the tip, load it up on top. We go to multiple places, spin it around. I go with my gloves.
Oh, yeah.
I might get the thing for the roof of the car because those needles.
Get the sap on the fingers. Yeah, know that you're really down in the trenches there. Here you go.
Cut this off. I make sure that the thing's straight. I don't want any issues.
All right.
I mean, now I just didn't have the time this year.
Do you put aspirin in it?
I heard you say that, but we need something.
You got to put aspirin in it. It keeps it alive. Just one, and don't oversaturate it.
That's the problem. I think last year, I think we
too heavy on the water or not enough water.
Yeah, no, because the water
drowned it out.
Dumb it says. BT and Sal, the fan. Brandon is calling from Las Vegas. What's up, Brandon?
Hey guys, what's going on? Love your show. Listen every morning on the Odyssey app.
Nice.
I just want to make 2 points. If you'll have me on Dable and Shane, I think it'd be a disservice getting rid of both of them. First on Dable, if you guys look back in the beginning of the season, I mean, first of all, look at what he's done with Jones. Jones used to be a turnover machine. He used to throw picks, get fumbled, and he fixed that. So that's my answer to him being the QB whisperer. And then in the first few games, if you look at the stats, the Giants were the top three team in time of possession. I mean, if you watch the Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, that's what they're doing is keeping the ball and then moving down the field. And it's just not his fault. He's got all these incompetent quarterbacks that can't punch it into the end zone. And then on Shane, everyone wants to ignore the fact that when he took over the job, he was in cap space nightmare, and he's been having to manage that for 2 years, and now he's actually to the point where he has the freedom to do his job. So if you get rid of him now, it's a total disservice to both of us.
There you go. All right, so Brandon wants to keep both. I mean, like I said, as long as you either keep both or fire both, I'm okay with that. I wouldn't want to keep one and then get rid of the other. And the way the losses continue to pile up, BT, I think it just gets harder and harder to say that you would keep either of them, really. Bill is in Danbury. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, I was just saying, Meatloaf, he's got his name from, I'm not sure, I think he was an all-county lineman. I don't know if he was offense or defense, but he got it from his coach.
Really? He looks like
it. Called him Meat.
Yeah.
And then one day the coach called him Meatloaf, and that was it.
All right. I mean, he looks like he played some football. I was thinking that before.
And we're talking about Meatloaf earlier, in case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Chris is calling from Bay Shore. Chris?
Yeah, hey guys. I just got two things, if you will. First of all, BT, I think you're absolutely right. You know, the way we teach kids is too complicated. I was lucky enough to play for Rick Wolf in college, who was on your station.
Oh, wow. Wow. Rest in peace, Rick.
I used to produce his shows. I love Rick.
Yeah, good guy. Great guy.
And I grew up watching his father on News 12, Bobble.
Yeah, that's right.
Tremendous guy, tremendous family, and just a great coach. And he simplified it so much. He said, as hitters, you have two jobs. You got to get a good pitch, and you got to hit it hard. And everything else he individually looked at. If somebody had, a bat speed issue or whatever. But, the technical stuff is way too overblown for sure.
Yeah.
And he knew that ahead of his time. He was a great coach. But as far as the Giants go, I think that they have to go. I think that the way to go is an ex-player. I think those guys are having a lot of success. I got a name like somebody like Chase Blackburn, a guy who, former All-Pro, Giant guy. Who's coaching the NFL for somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that seems like a bit of a jump there. I mean, you don't, and I'm not taking a shot at you, but you say hire the guy, you don't even know where he's coaching, which means do you even know what kind of job he's doing?
Right.
Again, I'm not saying that to sound like a jerk, but if you're going to anoint somebody as the future coach of the Giants, you don't even know where he is now. Do you know if he's doing a good job?
And if you're going to hire a former player, like, why wouldn't you hire one that's more established? Whether it's Vrabel, whether it's Deion even. Like, there are way more exciting hires. Not just because, oh, I'm going to go to a former Giant player.
Yeah.
I still believe in just hiring a good head coach. I'm evolved and open to the thought of, you know, hiring some of these younger guys, maybe with less experience, that would be, then it would be ideal. To me, the home run hire, if you're going in a new direction. See, the Giants are appealing, BT, because they could start from scratch and have a top pick. Therefore, I would go with Ben Johnson if he's available. The Jets are a totally different story where I think they're more ready to win now, and I would go with a more experienced head coach to pair with Aaron Rodgers. So I do think it's different, but the idea of selling Brian Daboll again?
Yeah.
And Shane and Daboll, based on what exactly?
It's a tough sell. And here we are 4 hours later. We haven't come up with anything concrete that we try to say, okay, this is absolutely why both men should return outside of continuity or, you know, give him another chance. It's not like, look at this unit. This unit's beyond reproach. This part of the team is amazing. This part of the team has rapidly progressed since the start of the season. It's just really been one of the ugliest, most non-competitive seasons in the history of the Giants.
The only answer is stability and still TBD on what you think these guys are.
Correct.
You want to maintain stability,
yep,
and we're still not 100% sure. For me, that's not enough to justify keeping them. Ed is in Rockaway. What's up, Ed?
Eddie.
BT made a comment before that Aaron Rodgers was brought in to be the answer. I think that he was brought in to be a game manager, and our defense has regressed tremendously. Our running game has regressed tremendously. And if Rodgers came in and just played competent football, this should be a 10-win team. This should be a playoff team.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't
Yeah. No, I don't mean that Aaron Rodgers was brought here to throw for 5,000 yards and 46 touchdowns. I don't mean that. But the expectation was when the Jets were down a score or within a couple of points of taking a lead that Aaron Rodgers would punch the ball in the end zone and he's 0-5.
Yeah. I mean, look, he was supposed to be better. The Jets were supposed to be better. He wasn't supposed to be a game manager. No way. But I don't think that Rodgers is the main culprit. He hasn't been as good as I thought he would be, even coming off that injury. I still had question marks at his age coming off that injury of how good he would be. And early on, he wasn't. You know, throwing the interceptions in the game in London against Minnesota, I was like,
that was the bad
Rodgers
one.
Doesn't do that. He just doesn't throw. Rodgers in a bad year would throw 7 interceptions. In a game, I don't remember the last time he did that, but he threw the 3 picks against Minnesota. But he started to look a little bit better here. That just wouldn't sell me, BT, the way that he's looked as of late. It's not like, I'm changing my mind on Rodgers. For me, I just believe that even this version of Rodgers, dating back weeks ago, is still better than anything the Jets might have as a stopgap, quote-unquote stopgap next year. And with the right head coach, you can ideally do what they were supposed to do the last 2 years. Build a foundation of a football team that could be a playoff team while also having an eye on the future and trying to draft and develop the right way, but with the foundation in place as opposed to just stripping it down again.
And think about how much we've complained about Rodgers this year. And listen, some of the grievances have been on point, and I don't think he's been very accountable all the time. I've said this, you know, I think too often the finger went in a different direction, the thumb didn't go to his chest, which bothers me. But you know, he's also putting, this doesn't say much, but he's put together one of the best Jets seasons ever by a quarterback. Right. And really, outside of the Arizona game, I mean, the Denver game was in torrential downpour. They lost 10-9. They lost 23-17 in London. They lost by 3 against the Buffalo Bills. You know, they were playing very well against the Steelers. And then I believe that was the game where the pick off of Garrett Wilson shoulder pads in the flats, which changed everything. Then they lose by 3 to the Pats because they couldn't stop Jacoby Brissett. You know, then they beat the Texans. The Cardinals game was gross. They lose by a point to the Colts. And then they lost by 5 to Seattle. Then they lost in overtime to the Dolphins. So, I mean, this, and nobody wants to hear it, but boy, this, it should be such a different season. But it's not a different season because they've got so many different deficiencies.
I'm torn now.
With?
Well, when I go home tonight, obviously I have to, I guess I got to bring the tree in and put it up.
No, I mean, that would be nice.
But I want to watch that Rodgers documentary.
Is that on tonight?
Is it really on tonight? It's out there today. We got to watch that. You gonna watch it tonight?
I'm gonna. You know, you asked me about this. I'm not gonna watch it tonight. I'm doing the St. John's game. St. John's opens up the Big East season, by the way, tonight.
Where is that? Is it?
It's in Queens.
Okay.
It's in Queens. Playing DePaul, a game that they certainly should win. Although I think DePaul is maybe a little better than they. I mean, they're usually horrendous. They're no longer horrendous. They could shoot the three. If St. John's guards the 3-point line, they win by 15, 18 points. They should.
I'll take the shift and watch.
I want to watch. Like, no, we only take the shifts when it's something we just don't want to watch. Like the Giants playing football or the Jets playing football. I actually want to watch it. It's more of a morbid curiosity. I still find it interesting. And I've got no hate toward Aaron Rodgers. Just a little disappointment.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I'll put the tree up. All right. That does it for us. Thanks, everybody, listening and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. Be back at it tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., as the Yankees unveil Max Fried.
Let's go. Get the shrimp.
From him, a little Yankee day tomorrow on the Fan. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.